This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. End of the year notes on the road. Since 1975, I've been on the road one way or another, pedal to the metal or wheels up, anywhere between one-third and more than half of the year. I always make a mental note of the final trips of the year as hallmarks of making it through another one, safe and sound, somewhat. It's a small personal tradition, meaning little to anyone but me. My last flight was from a cold and snowy Quebec City to Newark to New Orleans and its brand new airport. Crews were plowing and had been for hours, sailing, salting the light snow on the Quebec runways. But initially, we were greeted with an air traffic delay that made catching the last flight from Newark to New Orleans a dicey proposition. Eventually, the delay was reduced by half an hour. In a small plane, more than 30 of us were told by United Express to gate check our bags to pick up on the runway when we hit New Jersey so we didn't have to wait in baggage, delaying our run through customs. Landing with our eyes on the clock, we crowded around until the big baggage handler came up the ramp and announced that on an international flight, they could not offload on the ramp. Everything had to go to baggage claim. They piddled around calling to confirm. The pilot and the crew came on the runway, and he lamely offered that he'd only flown from Canada to Newark twice before, so he wasn't sure how it worked, and then they walked past all of us. It all worked out, but it was bad travel karma for a last flight. Running on the roads on my regular route from New Orleans and back with stops in Arkansas and towns in the Mississippi Delta like Greenville and Drew was smoother, and my mental notes were different. Why are there literally hundreds of railroad tank cars parked along the tracks for miles in North Louisiana between Tallulah and Lake Providence? They've been there for a couple of years. Oil gut? What's up? Did the chain of Fred's Pharmacy just close its big store in Dumas, Arkansas, and will that hurt the Donut Palace next door, where they make the best apple fritters in the country? And why are all the donut shops in southern Arkansas closed for 2 weeks at the end of the year? Just asking for a friend. Does anyone else think that the long rows of pink and yellow wrapped cotton bales bordering the plowed dirt fields between Dumas and McGee, Arkansas, are one of the more beautiful winter sights anywhere? Is there any progress reported by the NBA, by the EPA, on the demands painted solidly on farm fences and town walls between Vicksburg, Mississippi, and Greenville, demanding that they finish installing pumps against the flooding? I could go on and on, but making this trip year in and year out for years, some commonplace things become landmarks, traditions, old friends, and constant curiosities. Another year on the road passes, but from my window in my gray Colorado pickup, I mark the calendar for another year of travel, still fascinated by the lives I see passing by me and wondering about the mysteries and magic they might tell, and imagining that someday, maybe next year, I'll stop for a while and find out the answers to these puzzles and hear their stories. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.